remember when the state of Vermont changed the world as we knew it forever.
In the 1980s and even into the 1990s, gay people were under siege. It's difficult for people today to appreciate how recently things were horrible.
In early 1994, I pulled together lawyers from around the six New England states.
One of the questions I asked was, what do you think about taking on the idea of working toward marriage for gay couples?
There were people at the table who thought this was a folly, even reckless. Beth and Susan clearly said there is a path forward in Vermont.
It was really our turn to take it from there.
Three homosexual couples filed a lawsuit today challenging a Vermont state law that prohibits same-sex marriages.
Vermont was the stepping stone to all the other states. If we could stop it in Vermont, we could stop it in the other states.
It's easy to sit here in 1998 and say, of course the ban on interracial marriage was unconstitutional.
As part of this week's Ideas Matter segment, we check in this morning with the Vermont Humanities Council and documentary filmmaker and producer Jeff Kaufman. Kaufman directed The State of Marriage, which shows the struggle for same-sex marriage equality in Vermont. The film will be screened with a special panel discussion in Montpelier, Vermont on February 23rd. Jeff Kaufman produced, directed, and wrote the documentaries The State of Marriage, Father Joseph and the Savoy King, and many others. It is a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Joe. Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
Very nice to have you on the program. So tell us a little bit about this documentary, the timeline, and at what point you started it and how you were able to put it together in such a comprehensive way.
Sure. And it's actually the first documentary I've done where I had a kind of personal stake in the story. I mean, I've done films about Iran and Haiti and jazz in the 1930s, but I lived in Vermont and had a radio show and in the 1990s, and so I got to know many of the people in this film, and it's a powerful personal experience to see history actually happening around you and know the people who make a significant difference in their lives in a personal way. So that was a wonderful personal connection for me. Much of the national marriage equality movement actually happened in Vermont. There was a push in Hawaii to have marriage equality in the early 1990s. It failed. It won in the courts, but it failed because there was no support from the people and in the legislature. And so when there was a movement that happened in Vermont with Mary Bonato and Beth Robinson and Susan Murray and others, they really realized that they had to win in a bunch of different ways, not just legally, but neighbor to neighbor, person to person. And that's what we depict, and it's a 20-year journey that shows a lot of determination and real vision and amazing, amazing people.
How available was the content and the sort of archival footage that you use? And because, as in many revolutions, you don't really know that you're starting a revolution until you're in the middle of it.
That's right, yeah. You always wish you could go back to George Washington and say, hey, you know, could you have Lafayette just carry a video camera around with
right.
you? That would be so nice.
You just got a selfie. We'd be so much better off.
Yes, I'm sure. We wouldn't want to look at his teeth, however.
No.
Well, we were really lucky. We got footage from a whole bunch of different sources. And it's funny, there's this very powerful moment at the end, 2009, when full marriage equality breaks through against a governor's veto and wins in Vermont. And it becomes the first state in the country where there was full marriage, not from a court decision, but from a vote of the people. And there was this amazing footage we got from someone who we'd been talking to for 6 months, maybe a year, and it just didn't come, it didn't come. And at the last moment, it showed all of our people crying and hugging, and you know, it literally came like 2 weeks before we finished editing the film. So, sort of like the process itself in the film, part of making a film is determination and keep pushing away.
One of the most fascinating aspects of the film is the role of Vermont and why Vermont is so important in the history of marriage
yeah.
equality and LGBT rights. Speak a little bit about that and the very important role that the state played in this ongoing debate.
Well, as I said, there was an effort in Hawaii for marriage equality in the early 1990s, and it failed for a couple of reasons. Mary Bonato, who works for the GLAAD and who ended up arguing for marriage equality before the Supreme Court and winning, worked with two Vermont lawyers, Beth Robinson, who is now on the Supreme Court in Vermont, and Susan Murray, who is an esteemed lawyer in Vermont. But at the time, they were all just really young lawyers. They had like $250 in the bank, and they had this crazy vision when, you know, not only most people in the country didn't support marriage equality, but most people in the gay community didn't support marriage equality. They thought it was crazy. And Beth, Susan, and Mary started pushing forward in the early 1990s for marriage and for just understanding who your gay and lesbian neighbors are. One of the things they did that I think is just so powerful and became a model for the rest of the country is that they got a pickup truck and they made a booth and they went to agricultural gatherings and state fairs and rotary clubs, and they set up a booth and they said, these are your gay neighbors. These are your gay and lesbian neighbors and long relationships, and this is what it means to be in this community. And they started introducing people neighbor to neighbor. Being there, I will tell you, and I was also at the State House every week for my radio show, and it created this amazing statewide dialogue that I don't think had happened anywhere in the world, and that was Vermont.
Of course, Vermont has this history, right? I mean, Vermont has a history of being the first in such things and being a progressive and liberal on many subjects. So it does make sense. It fits into the character of the state, doesn't it?
Well, I think the character of the state isn't fully understood because Vermont is also a very conservative state, and it was at the time as well. But I will say that. And by the way, one of the things we try to do in the film is respectfully show the other side as well. I think it shows the accomplishments of those who fought for marriage equality to know how fierce the opposition was, but we also try to show the humanity of the opposition. There were some people who were very kind to us, even though they opposed marriage equality, and we wanted to be fair to them. But to go back to what you're saying, one of the key things in Vermont was right before Beth and Mary and Susan started fighting for marriage equality in Vermont, the state legislature had passed an anti-discrimination law protecting gay and lesbians from being fired from their jobs, and that was huge. It's important to realize now, you know, in 2016, 27 states in the United States, you can still be fired for being gay. So, you know, you can get married, and then when you go in and you tell your colleagues at work that you just got married to your loved one, you can get fired in 27 states. But that was an essential protection in Vermont that I think was an important step for this wider process.
When you look at the overall movement, how much do you think the state laid the groundwork and allowed other states to move in to this territory and gave them a bit of a roadmap as to what could happen?
Obviously, there were remarkable people, both who are famous and who just worked in the trenches, who made a difference in state after state after state. And every state has its own story. Obviously, Massachusetts is where full marriage was first determined by the courts through the great work of Mary Bonato and others. But Mary will be the first to tell you that the groundwork was laid in Vermont. And it was laid in Vermont in the most grassroots way possible. And if it wasn't for what became known as civil unions and the battle that led to that, we wouldn't have had marriage in Massachusetts. We wouldn't have marriage in this country. I remember, you know, being in Vermont in the late 1990s, early 2000, and people really saying if civil unions, which was the first step towards full marriage equality, is enacted, it will be the end of Western civilization. And they weren't, you know, they weren't joking. And just to prove that, you know, your neighbors could have a civil union and live together legally and be respected legally didn't ruin your marriage and didn't end society was a big realization for a lot of people. And it's hard now to remember just how dramatic that was.
You mentioned this a moment ago, and I just want to go back on it, that you do include opponents to marriage equality in the film. They have a very prominent place there. Talk a little bit about why that was so important, and the role they have not only in the film, but in sort of your understanding of what was going on at the time.
Sure. Well, I knew many of them at the time, but I knew them in a different context. Obviously, I was just working as a reporter. I think it's a better, more interesting, more honest story if you include both sides. And B, you really understand the enormous accomplishment if you understand how fierce the opposition was. But something more fundamental, I hate how divisive our culture has become, our politics has become. When I used to broadcast my radio show live from the State House every week, and you see people, again, in the trenches doing work in both political parties for the public good. You know, I really believe in the idea of public service, and so I just didn't want to tarnish a group of people who had their own concerns, even if I don't agree with them. Mary Bonato in the film talks about going out to an opposition rally when civil unions was being debated in 2000. And she saw a level of opposition that was upsetting to her and reminded her of her own childhood, what she faced in her own childhood. But she said, I realized that if I'm asking them to accept my humanity, I have to understand the common humanity of others. And I think that's just a really great universal message. So we wanted to show their humanity as well, even if we don't endorse what they stood for.
Well, the film is going to be shown and have a panel discussion in Montpelier on February 23rd. Who will be a part of the panel?
That's a good question. I think it's David Motes, who won a Pulitzer for his wonderful book about the civil unions effort, and also Bill Lippert, who was at the time the only openly gay member of the legislature and is still in the state legislature in Vermont, and myself. But we hope a lot of people who were involved or who want to know more will come. It'll be great to meet people in person and to have them see the film.
Documentary film producer Jeff Kaufman is our guest. The film is The State of Marriage. Jeff, great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much. I know you're L.A. bound, or you're in L.A., so thank you for getting up early to talk to us. I appreciate it.
Well, it'll be nice to be in Vermont, and thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Take care.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.